the business news includes big orders for Boeing. In the past 2 days, Boeing has announced new airplane sales of several billion dollars. Air India plans to order 50 new Boeing jets, and Air Canada will buy 32 planes with options for dozens more. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
After 2 years of trailing European rival Airbus, Boeing seems to be back on track. Air India and Air Canada have both been committed Airbus clients, so the switch to Boeing jetliners is especially sweet for the American aerospace company. As one veteran analyst put it, it isn't just sheer volume, it's the penetration deep in the heart of Airbus territory. Many of the new orders are for Boeing's newest jet, the 200-300 passenger 787. It's now slated for delivery beginning in 2008. Although Airbus is developing a direct competitor to the 787, the European company has spent vast resources on its super jumbo, believing that airlines would want planes carrying more than 500 people to fly through major hubs. But Boeing, explains University of Washington business professor Charles Hill, took a different approach.
For a long time, Boeing has said that they think the future of commercial air travel is going to be point-to-point, as opposed to going through big hubs, and that means demand for smaller, long-range aircraft such as the 787 rather than Airbus's super jumbo. So really this is a validation of Boeing's strategy, because what's been happening over the last few weeks is that they have been getting a rush of orders for the 787.
In addition to the orders this week, Korean Air made a major purchase of 787s earlier this month, and published reports suggest Northwest will also buy some of Boeing's new fuel-efficient jetliners. The president and CEO of Airbus of North America acknowledged Boeing's recent sales. "We can't win them all," he said. "Maybe it's their turn this year." Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
One other note on the airline industry. Airbus's super jumbo plane took off on its maiden flight today in France. The double-decker A380 took off with just 6 crew members. When it goes into service next year, it will carry up to 555 passengers.